Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Sports news, and Des Cahill is back.
Yeah, it's almost like money news, Paul, because money's at the centre of every story we have here. Shamrock Rovers and St Patrick's Athletic, well, they have a huge financial carrot ahead of their big European ties tonight. Both are complete underdogs, it should be said, but as they begin their final qualifying ties, Shamrock Rovers have the advantage of already securing their place in one competition, because they will compete in the league phase of the Conference League if they cannot overcome the Greek champions PAOK. And with a prize fund of 3.6 million secured, all that is left now is to try and reach a bigger competition in the Europa League. St Pat's, though, they're in a winner-take-all scenario. Istanbul's side, Basak Seher, was one of the toughest draws possible, and it would take a big upset for them to progress. No Irish side has ever qualified for European competition through the qualifying rounds without being in a champions route. So Shamrock Rovers are in Thessalonica this evening to play the Greek side at 6:30, and Talla is where St Pat's are playing, taking on Baxaher in the Conference League playoff. That's a 7:45 kickoff. And Tony O'Donoghue spoke to Jamie Lennon about St Pat's achievement in getting this far.
It's brilliant, really. It's massive, not just for us, but the whole club, the fans, to have a game like this on show. The last couple of weeks have been really enjoyable, so we're kind of all just taking it in as players and really looking forward to the test now tomorrow.
You've deserved to be here, though, because of the results you've had so far.
Yeah, we have. We've probably been the underdogs in both ties, and we've came out on top. We've scored home and away. We won at home and away last week as well, which is brilliant. And we're in good form, and we're full of confidence at the moment. But we know that tomorrow's probably going to be our biggest test so far, so we'll be right at it.
You've been on the front foot, though. I mean, you know, the wingers have been prominent. Romal Palmer has been playing so well. But from your point of view, you have to make sure everything is locked down at the back.
Yeah, it's a big challenge in Europe to be tactically switched on, because teams are so good tactically and physically. And it's the small details that the gaffer always talks about that are important when it comes to the European game. So it's important that we all take the information on board. And to be fair, we have done, and we've heard teams on the break and in general play as well, which has been a positive.
How important has Stephen Kenny been in this run? Because obviously he's been there, done that before, so he's able to bring that experience.
Yeah, exactly. We're all well aware of his reputation in Europe before he even came to the club. So now that I have him in and around the dressing room is a huge plus for us. And he's been there and done that. So all we can do is listen and try to take all that information on board that he gives.
Playing in Talla rather than in Chicor, obviously you're not by your choice. That's the way it is at this level. But it's a nice place to play.
Yeah, it is. It's in great shape. Pitch is good. We had a great atmosphere here last week as well, so hopefully we'll get an even bigger crowd tomorrow and get right behind us from the first whistle. It'll be great.
Pats have tried to make group stages. This will be the third occasion. It would be history, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. As you said, the third time in the dressing room, we talked about being the first to try and get to that group stages. Obviously, Rovers have already got there, so it'd be great to get two Irish teams into the groups and be great for the league. But for us as players and for our fans, it'd be unbelievable if we managed to achieve it.
Yeah, well, good luck to them as well tonight. Now, still talking about money and sport, the Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca said he'd been honest rather than brutal with Raheem Sterling and Ben Chilwell as he keeps them away from training with his main squad. He has 42 players. He can only name 25 for the league.
So he has them in the shop window?
He has them in a different dressing room and training on their own. Hmm. Sterling is on 300,000 a week. Chilwell, 200,000 a week. So that's why they want to get rid of up to 20 players. They play Servette tonight in the Conference League. In athletics, Ian O'Riordan in the Irish Times reports that Irish sprint champion Israel Olatunde is moving to the US to join the elite sprint training group of Olympic 100 metres champion Noah Lyles. They're based in Florida. In cycling, the Czech rider Pavel Bittner beat Wout van Aert in a photo finish at the end of stage 5 of the Vuelta a España. Cork's Eddie Dunbar still 38th overall, Daniel Rafferty 105th. In golf, the Women's British Open gets underway at St Andrews today with Leona Maguire, Lauren Walsh and Stephanie Meadow taking part. Big money in that. There's even bigger money on the PGA Tour. Only the top 50 players are eligible for today's BMW Championship in Colorado. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are in the field that will share $20 million between the 50 of them. And the top 30 finishers go into next week's even more lucrative Tour Championship. This week's winners get $4 million, and the favourite Scottie Scheffler was asked if, given his dominance, winning has become easier for him.
I wouldn't use the term easier. You know, I was thinking about this the other day. This tournament last year, I had a really good final round. I had like a couple shot lead on the back nine, and I think I played the last you know, five or six holes in even par on a very, very difficult golf course and got chased down by Victor. This year at the Players, for example, there was a couple guys at the end that had a chance to catch me and they didn't. You know, sometimes the breaks fall your way and sometimes they don't. And this year I feel like at times the breaks have definitely fallen my way. I look at a tournament like the Players where I had to come from behind, to look at the Olympics where I had to come from behind. And I don't get me wrong, I played great golf on Sunday and put a lot of pressure on those guys. But, you know, sometimes players will rise to the occasion and sometimes they'll struggle a little bit. And that's just part of the game. I think a lot of it is just putting yourself in position as much as I can. And I love competing on Sundays with a tournament on the line. It's so much fun. You know, I have so many great memories from this year, being able to finish off tournaments and being able to celebrate and enjoy those wins. And I've been in a great place mentally, but no, I wouldn't say it's easier to win. I would never describe it like that. I think it's extremely challenging to win out here. And, you know, I've been fortunate to win a few times this year.
He makes it look easy. In racing, Aidan O'Brien said, City of Troy is the best horse he has trained after a great win in the Judmont at York yesterday. It's quite a tribute and part of a great treble for him yesterday, with wins also for Los Angeles and the Lion in winter. Today, O'Brien saddles Content in the big Yorkshire Oaks. There's also racing at Killarney and Leopardstown, where the feature race is the Vinnie Rose Stakes.